Craig Conroy, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, joining us here following round one of the NHL draft. It's in the books. The Flames make two selections, and the GM joins us right now. Mr. Conroy, how are we feeling? It's I know it was an exciting day for you now that it's done. How excited are we?
Happy the first day's over. Happy with the picks. Feel good. Just now we're ready to dial in, and we got a lot of picks tomorrow. So, you know, as much as you you looked forward to the first round, now that it's over, we're getting ready for the next group of picks.
What before we get into the actual day for your group, did this whole experience, like, are you even paying attention to it as the draft is going on?
My neck has it's got a kink in it from looking around and looking up, because when you're on the floor, it's not great.
No.
Because we got to, you know, it's hard to see, but it definitely, you know, when I being in here, I can't imagine what it was like on TV. I can't imagine how good it was from the stands, too. Pretty impressive building.
Did everything from your, like, from a team services standpoint, everything like normal, like a normal draft?
A little bit different, but, you know, for the most part, yeah. I mean, you know, just the way that things set up with the suites, with how you have people, where your extra people are, it's a little bit different, but, you know, it's been really good.
So you select at number 9 and you select at number 28. How active were you in trying to improve those picks? Was that something that you were actively working on as the evening went along?
Yeah, more during the day and leading up to it to see if there was something. It was going to be hard to move up. I mean, it always is, you know, especially when you get to from 9, trying to get up any higher than that. So, you know, you would have loved to try to figure out a way to get up there as far as you could, but really happy with, you know, when we decided, okay, we're just gonna make our picks, and really happy with the two guys we got.
Well, and the first pick that moved wasn't until 12 and 13, and it was still a pretty hefty price just to move up one spot when Minnesota moved from 13 to 12, so pretty prohibitive prices in moving up throughout the day.
It was, and there was a lot of contingencies, if this player's there, if that player's there, and in some of the cases, obviously, the player was already gone, even at that early. So it wasn't just as cut and dry as, well, we'll give you this, that. If this is going to happen, we could do that.
Right.
So, you know, it would have been, you know, you're always trying to improve and get the guy you think is the highest on your list, and that's what we did. And then, you know, to be able to get Zane at 9, you know, and Gridden at 28, we feel very, very fortunate.
What makes you, we're talking with Craig Conroy, Calgary Flames general manager, what fires you up about having Zane Parekh at number 9 overall?
You know, I think he could be special. You know, that's the thing. I mean, the offense, his hockey sense, the way he sees the ice. He's got some risk in his game, but that's what makes him so special. You know, you're going to have to do that. You know, you see the top guys in the league, and that's, but they just see things that other guys don't, and that's when you're watching them. You're thinking, oh, he's going to oh, nope, he made a really good play over here. And, you know, that's the real key for him is what he did. And I know people are going to say he's going to have to work. Everybody, all these young guys have to work defensively. Like, they're going to have to do more. But he's got special offensive gifts for sure.
Yeah, things that you can't teach, right?
Right, yeah. We can teach how to, you know, defend and, you know, play the one-on-one and two-on-one. But, you know, in-zone stuff. But what he does with the puck is pretty special the way he sees it.
The quote that he gave me when he was sitting right there, he goes, they didn't draft me to defend. They drafted me because I'm a dynamic puck mover who can make things, like, they can do special things. That's kind of exactly what you're saying, right?
That's what he is. I mean, that's what he is. You know, it's he's going to be one of those guys, maybe brings you out of your seat. You know, he might make a mistake, but again, we're going to live with that because what he does on the other side of the puck is, like I said, it's special.
And what about that personality? That had to be a big part of it too.
Oh, it was, I mean, I was thinking back to his interviews, you know, he was going one-on-one with Dickinson, and he said, you know, he stole the puck from him. Dickinson was coming at him, and he took the puck away, and he's like, how'd you like that stick? You know, just those little things that he, you know, little stories that he told us in our draft interviews. So he had a good, really great, good personality, and, you know, you after you talk to him, you can see.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be a good asset.
He also said, because he won the Memorial Cup, they Saginaw battled with London all year. They finished second to them in the conference. They got beat by them. They got beat by them in the round robin, and they finally beat them in the Memorial Cup. And he said it was our goal. We wanted to rip their hearts out, and I was pretty happy we could do that. Like, he's got a, like, he's pretty fiery too, hey?
Well, the thing, when you watch him play, like, he's a target anyways because of his skills, so they're trying to get him. But he's not afraid to, I'm like, go to the bench and chirping and saying stuff, and I'm like, what is he doing? He's putting a bigger target on himself. He goes, well, maybe I'm going to throw them off their game if they're coming after
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And then he was also sitting down when Matvei Gridin, he was talking with me when Matvei got selected. He was super fired up for that pick. So he was like, oh, I know him. I played a little bit with him. He's a Gold Star guy. Like, he knew all about Matvei too. So pretty dialed in young man.
Yeah, I mean, he knows players. He knows his hockey, you know, and that's what's fun. And that's what makes him. He's got a high hockey sense, high IQ. And it's when you watch him, he just sees stuff that some people don't. You know, even when you're in the stands, when you say, oh, that was a good play. I didn't see that.
Let's talk about your second first-round pick at 28th overall. You go to the USHL for Matvei Gridin. Tell us about him. And you would have seen him at the Gold Star camp when you were down there, right?
Yep, he was there. He was there at Gold Star camp. And, you know, I think the thing, when you're watching the U.S. program and you're watching the kids, and I was like, first time I saw him, it caught my eye. I'm like, he's really, you know, and then you go start reading all the reports early on in the year and just to continue to see him get better and better and better. And to lead that league in scoring, he's got a great shot, but he also sees the ice well, can make passes. He's kind of a dual threat. He whatever's there for him, that's what he's going to do. And he's good size too. And he skates well. So he's got a great package and, you know, we're looking forward to kind of working with him and keep kind of taking that step. But even at the gym, at the Gold Star thing, he works hard. He's you can tell he's an athlete for sure.
High offensive ceiling. Like, you project that into the next levels for him as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch his shot, you watch the way he sees the ice. Even when he comes down 2-on-1, putting it through guys and putting, you know, making plays, beating guys 1-on-1, he kind of can do it all.
Would he be more of a like a longer term, not project, but just a longer term development kind of plan? He's going to Michigan. Would that be fair to say,
I mean, you know, even when they go to college now, if it's 1 or 2 years, depending upon how he does, you know, that's really the key. If he steps right in and has a unbelievable first year, you know, that's when you're always trying to stay in contact, make sure you know if they want to come out, if not, but definitely, there he is right there. So he's going to come and talk to you, but, you know, that'll be a little bit up to him, but we'll take it slow. We're just really excited to being able to draft him today.
Let me ask you a couple more. Craig Conroy, Flames general manager. We haven't talked to you since yesterday's trade. Andrew Mangiapane to Washington. Just take us through the thought process in making that trade on Thursday night.
You know, I think a little bit was, you know, for us, where we are, where we're kind of going, and even with Andrew, I think, you know, there was an expectation of probably contract, where it was going, what made sense for us with the players we have coming. It just long term, that wasn't the fit, you know. I think and I thought when we could, you know, with where Manji did, I mean, he was amazing for us. Everything he did, you can't thank him enough. But, you know, looking forward, the last couple of years, maybe we just moving around, it just didn't seem like it worked well. So to be able to kind of move him and give him a fresh start and then give us some opportunity and some, you know, ability with salary cap, you know, I know we have to spend some money because we're below the cap now, but the floor. But, you know, we just thought it was the best thing for us at this time and him.
It's full, like $5.8 million. That's a lot more flexibility for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're definitely, you know, is one thing. But, you know, with that said, you know, you're going to miss Manji, but we're going to give other people opportunities and we're going to see who kind of rises and takes that spot.
Ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to go right back now and regroup. And I know Sigalette's going to want to put somewhere on the list a goalie. So
I bet he will.
We have some picks, and you know we're every pick's important. That's what we always say. Like, each one from your first pick to your last pick of the draft is as important as each other.
Appreciate this. Good luck tomorrow, hey?
Okay, thanks, Pat.